HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Sword of Kings, a novel by Bernard Cornwell. Performed by Bernard Cornwell and Matt Bates.
Part 1. A Fool's Errand. Chapter 1. Gideon was missing. She was not the first of my ships to vanish. The savage sea is vast and ships are small, and Gideon, which simply meant goddess, was smaller than most. She had been built at Grimsby on the Humber and had been named Halligawater. She had fished for a year before I bought her, and because I wanted no ship named Holy Water in my fleet, I paid a virgin 1 shilling to piss in her bilge, renamed her Gideon, and gave her to the fisherfolk of Bebbanburg. They cast their nets far offshore, and when Gideon did not return on a day when the wind was brisk, the sky grey and the waves were crashing white and high on the rocks of the Farney Islands, we assumed she had been overwhelmed and had given Bebbanburg's small village 6 widows and almost 3 times as many orphans. Maybe I should have left her name alone. All seamen know that you risk fate by changing a ship's name, though they know equally well that a virgin's piss averts that fate. Yet the gods can be as cruel as the sea. Then Egil Skallagrimason came from his land that I had granted to him, land that formed the border of my territory and Constantine of Scotland's realm. And Egil came by sea, as he always did, and there was a corpse in the belly of the Bannermather, his serpent ship. "Washed ashore in the Tweed," he told me. "He's yours, isn't he?"